Here is this week's Hudson Valley Congressional Report from WGXC from Philip Grant and myself, Tom Rowe, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives of the Hudson Valley in Congress and the candidates who want to replace them. Current Democrat Representatives Antonio Delgado, Paul Tonko, and Sean Maloney vote with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik voted with Biden's positions 18% of the time.
Middleton News reports that Representative Antonio Delgado is now a representative in name only. At the beginning of May, Governor Kathy Hochul picked him to be her new lieutenant governor, but he did not immediately resign the seat. And Delgado has not been voting in person in the Capitol since at least May 10th, just over a week after Hochul tapped him for the new job. In a May 10th letter to the clerk of the U.S. House of Representatives, Delgado invoked a House of Representatives resolution that allows him to designate a proxy to vote in his absence. Delgado wrote, and I quote, "I write to notify you of the designation of a proxy to cast my vote. I am unable to physically attend proceedings in the House chamber due to the ongoing public health emergency," end quote. Adding, and I quote, "I hereby grant the authority to cast my vote by proxy to the Honorable Joe Neguse, who has agreed to serve as my proxy," end quote. Apparently, Delgado is using COVID-19 as an excuse, although he made no public announcement about contracting the virus recently. Representative Neguse represents the 2nd Congressional District in the state of Colorado and will now be casting votes for the 19th Congressional District in the Hudson Valley. Delgado's office did not respond to requests from Mid-Hudson News seeking additional comments on the proxy votes. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that Hudson resident Osun Ozoti, 30, has announced his intention to be the, and I quote, "nation's first openly transgender, non-binary congressional candidate for the New York 19th Congressional District," end quote. In a statement, Zotique said, and I quote, "I'm running for the U.S. Congress because, as a strong, transformative community artist leader who is neither man or woman, I embody the unity that this country needs right now," end quote. They praise current U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, who is stepping down to become the state's lieutenant governor. Zotique is a teacher, community leader, and a PhD candidate. Zotique has served as director of Out Hudson since February. They were a write-in candidate in the recent Hudson School Board election. Zotique finished 6th in the field of 6 candidates. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Luke Parsnow is reporting for Spectrum News that Antonio Delgado was sworn in as lieutenant governor on May 25th, becoming Governor Kathy Hochul's 2nd in command and the state's 3rd lieutenant governor in less than a year. The former Democratic congressman replaces Brian Benjamin, who resigned in April following his indictment on bribery and fraud charges. Delgado was selected by Hochul to fill the vacancy earlier this month. Delgado said, and I quote, "We have enough politicians, we really do. What we need are more public servants," end quote. Adding that the work he's done in Congress, and I quote, "is worthy of unity," end quote. Delgado was born in Schenectady, attended Colgate University, and eventually graduated from Harvard Law School. He leaves the 19th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives without representation. Delgado said, and I quote, "I am incredibly humbled beyond words and truly grateful to be your partner, Governor Hochul, and every New Yorker around this journey," end quote. Going forward, Delgado will face 2 opponents in the Democratic primary for lieutenant governor less than a month from now. He's running against activist Anna Maria Archila and New York City Council member Diana Rena. Hochul is also looking to prevail in her primary contest over New York City public advocate Jemani Williams and U.S. Representative Tom Suozzi. Candidates for governor and lieutenant governor run separately in primary elections, which will be held on June 28. In August, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, a Democrat, faces Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, a Republican, in a special election to serve the remainder of Delgado's term. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. A lawsuit has been filed against Albany Medical Center based on allegations of racial and political bias at the health facility. Albany Med fired Jamaica Miles, a local community activist, as well as two executives who played a role in hiring her less than a month after she joined the staff. Hospital executives expressed concerns about Miles' political views and outspoken advocacy, according to the lawsuit filed this week in State Supreme Court in Albany. According to the lawsuit, Miles was hired earlier this year to serve as Albany Med's Director of Community Engagement. She is a Schenectady-based activist involved in racial and social justice protests, an active member of the Working Families Party, and a member of the Schenectady City School Board. Her hiring was part of a renewed commitment the hospital was pushing to engage with communities of color. But once top officials at the hospital learned of Miles' selection to the position, they moved to dismiss her, citing, and I quote, extreme political views, end quote, according to the lawsuit filed by Miles and Laura Liebman, the hospital's former assistant vice president of advancement, who was also terminated. James Kellerhouse, the hospital's foundation's vice president for philanthropy and chief development officer, was also fired, but is not a party to the lawsuit. Miles and Liebman's complaint alleges the hospital and its leadership, including CEO Dr. Dennis McKenna and Dr. Vincent Verdal, Dean Emeritus at the hospital's medical college, violated the state's human rights and labor laws by dismissing them. The lawsuit also alleges racial bias. Albany Med issued a statement defending its actions and denied it fired Miles for any of the reasons included in the complaint. The statement reads, and I quote, Albany Med recently made personnel changes in its development department that had nothing at all to do with the race of the employees. Albany Med is a bridge builder. We are caregivers and unifiers, bringing together diverse populations for the betterment of all. Albany Med is proud of our diverse workforce, which is reflective of the community we serve, and we are committed to the highest standards of equality and fairness in employment opportunities for all, end quote. Miles declined to comment beyond what is in the lawsuit. She said, and I quote, everything that needs to be said is written within the filings of the court documents, end quote. Read more in the Times Union.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking this week's activities from Representative Paul Tonko and Representative Antonio Delgado, who both represent in Congress many of the citizens in the WGXC listening area. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories.